Well, welcome everyone. This is Lorraine Puri here, the Baby Boomer Specialist and Business Mentor from Relaunch Your Life. And today I have with me Gerald Richards. Gerald is, he's got a lot, he's got quite a big background actually. He's been around for a while. Not only is he a business coach, he's worked as an accountant and company corporate secretary for multinational companies operating out of London, and he's just done many things in his life, and he's also a certified practicing marketer. So welcome, Gerald, to this today's call.
Thank you, Lorraine.
Fantastic. It's great to have you here. So how did you actually get involved with what you do? You know, this is your area of expertise, you know, sales and, you know, and learning how to convert your leads and all that sort of thing. So what made you get involved more in that area?
Well, it's a while back. I was feeling a bit sort of not satisfied with being in the accounting administration field. And I, one of my brothers who was living in Singapore at the time, he came down and he was an electrical engineer. And he'd gone into sales. So I thought, well, I'm going to give that a whirl. So that's how I got in. I saw a job looking for salespeople, and this was with Kodak when it was a company. And so I applied and got the job and started in sales from there.
Mm. Now, you've had a long and illustrious career. Can I ask you, because also this is part of the Baby Boomer Business Owners Support Group series, with our Facebook group. Can I ask you, how old are you, Gerald?
The 70.
Oh, fantastic. And you're still going strong, alive and kicking and going strong.
Well, yes, Lorraine, because when you've got a passion for something, and if you look at the people that have got a passion, they don't see age as a barrier. I mean, if you have a look at the Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger, he's in his 70s. Warren Buffett, he's well in his 70s.
Yes.
So in the end, I think having a passion also keeps you young.
Absolutely. Having passion and, you know, the focus and, yeah, and you can tell by the sound in your voice how alive and kicking you are, which is fantastic. So tell us a little bit more about, you know, how do you increase your, you know, if you're in business, small business, and you want to increase your sales, improve your profits, because that's a big area. It doesn't matter what age group you're in, but, you know, as you get older, it's, for many boomers, they don't have the finances they thought they'd have by the time they reach whatever age they happen to be in now, you know, when they're past 50, and many are concerned about their finances. And those that are, you know, still in business, they often want to ramp that up even more so that they can have an even, you know, a greater amount of financial security. That seems to be a big concern for a lot. So how do you actually go about increasing your sales and improving your profits at this stage? And also, you've got to bear in mind, too, a lot of baby boomers, if they've been in business a long period of time, they're often a bit worn out by business as well.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's one of those things that, okay, let's have a look at finances. I think one of the first things to sit down and say, just how much do you really need? Not how much people... you think that people want you to need, but how much money do you need? That's the first thing. Mm. Because sometimes we get caught up in others' expectations.
Yes.
In terms of increasing leads, there are many ways that I use. Is first and foremost, having a look at past clients and present clients and making sure you're constantly contacting them.
Isn't that the rule? Isn't that, you know, like marketing 101?
Yes.
You know, stay in contact with them. Don't just take the money and run.
Well, that is right. it's a difference between a transaction and a relationship. A transaction is where, pardon me, is where I just take the money and that's it, and I see every time I get money from them, that's the end of it. Mm. A relationship is looking at longer term.
Mm.
Now, one of the education, one of the educations I got, and it was a fellow in the United States, and he ran a greengrocer's, all fresh food. And he said, he educated his people to say, every time someone comes in, they are worth $70,000. And they went, oh. He said, let me explain. They come in each week, they spend $200. 200 times 50, $10,000. The average stay in this area for people is 7 years. It is not a $200 transaction. It is a $70,000 relationship. So that's important in terms of your present and past clients.
Mm.
Now, in some cases, I've had to chase people to get work, and it's taken me two, and the longest was 5 years.
Mm.
It's persistence. The other thing in terms of gaining leads are newsletters. Not a newsletter saying how good you are, but a newsletter giving people information. And what happened recently, where I take my car and my wife's car to be maintained, the mechanic then said, look, I read your newsletters, I enjoy them. He said, can you advise me on my business? Now, that probably took, 9 months. Often with a lead, we think we will get a hit straight away. And it's a bit like networking, isn't it? There's another area. And, sorry?
Yeah, no, I agree. There is the very odd occasion there's someone in enough pain, usually, that they may actually really need you right then and there, but majority, it's not like that at all. It's about building relationships so that you're top of mind, so that they can, it's when they need the help, they know who to go to.
Well, exactly. And it's also, what can you leave them with? Now, in terms of my business, certainly in the training area, I leave them with a little laminated card, the size of a business card, which just puts on that a few things that about the program that they learnt. And many a person has met, and that one thing I would estimate has given me $50,000 in business, because people keep the card. And even when they change companies, in one instance, they said, oh, I've got that cheat sheet you gave me. I've moved to another employer, and they're interested in, the program's called Trade Maths, and they're interested in that.
Mm.
So it's that constant contact. It's what can you leave them with,
and that doesn't matter what size business. You can do this in any business, and small business in particular. I find, because that's my background as well, they really don't make much effort at all in staying in contact and building a relationship. They just hope that, you know, you're going to make contact with them, or somebody will contact you when they've got nothing better to do and they're running out of business, and then, you know, they're on to you to see what they can drum up. There's no constant relationship being built.
And that's seen through straight away.
Absolutely.
I didn't hear from you for 12 months.
Yeah,
now
exactly.
Now you're trying to sell me something.
Yeah, and you're right. It's simple things like that. I mean, this is sort of marketing 101, putting out a regular a newsletter full of tips and ideas, that's things that are going to be helpful to people. And yes, you could do email, you can do a physical one now and then. It just depends. And it doesn't necessarily have to go to the whole, your whole database. Let's hope people have got one, because a lot of people don't, which is ridiculous. But hopefully you've got a database and you keep all those names and contacts. And you could well, you know, on a practical sense, say you've got hundreds of people, it may well be when you do something physically, you're only choosing, you know, your top, you know, 10 or 20% to do things. But for a lot of people, they just don't do nothing. And this is such a simple way over time to really, you know, create business.
Well, it is. And another way of generating those leads is if you see, say, an article in a newspaper, which you know would be useful to other people.
Mm.
What I do, I just scan it in and send it to the relevant people. And just saying, look, for your information, it's another way of putting your mind or putting your brand in front of people.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, he's thought of me. And I haven't even done business with him, but he's thought of me.
Exactly, yeah.
And because they're on the database.
Yeah, so, yeah, and it's so true. So today, you know, Jerrell, we're just going to talk about some of the, you know, the simple things that you can do. So what's one other simple tip that you could provide our listeners with that could help them to improve their sales? And you know, and long term, obviously, will increase their profits.
In terms of leads?
Yeah.
Well, the first thing is show up.
Ha, that's a beauty. Show up. I love that one.
I mean, if you, I attend webinars. I use a particular software to send out my email, newsletters, and they have seminars on how you can increase that. So just show up and I ask some questions, and I just type them in because it's more of a presentation, and I think, oh, that's a good idea. Showing up and talking, people trigger things in your mind, and you say, oh, yeah, I knew that, yeah, I know it, but was I applying it? Mm. And so it's a bit of a chivy along, but show up.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of people these days can't be bothered. They're too busy, so they say.
I had a great boss, and his, when I was in sales, well, still am in sales, and he said, phone the office, and if you were in the office, he'd say, in the office in prime selling time, Gerald?
Yeah, exactly.
So I needed a chivy along. And
yeah.
Another expression he had, I picked up the phone and he said, Joe here. I said, Joe, I can't talk to you now, I'm too busy. He said, are you busy or are you productive?
Exactly. And can I tell you, can I let you know from my perspective, because the business I had before Relaunch Your Life was the productivity queen, and most people are very ineffective at managing their time and getting their priorities right and actually focusing on those priorities, you know, to make it happen.
Well, that's right. And there's a book, I've forgotten the name of the author, it's called The One Thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he maintains in that, if you keep asking yourself, what is the one thing that you can do now which would make other activities easier or not necessary?
Mm.
And it allows that focus.
Yep.
I think sometimes what we look for, when we put in an effort, we want an immediate return. Well, I don't know... even in a personal relationship, you've got to put in the effort. You don't always get an immediate return.
So true.
Sometimes
so true.
It's, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a microwave society, isn't it?
Yes.
Mm. So really, Jared, you've made some really key points there. There's nothing new. It's all simple stuff, you know. The thing is, people need to be applying them consistently to get the results that they want. So if we were just to summarise some of the things we've just spoken about now, what would be, if you just put, say, your top five tips, what would they be?
Well, number one is have a passion.
Yep.
Very difficult sometimes when you feel as though you've been burnt out.
Mm.
So if that's the case, go and get help.
Exactly.
Where that help comes from is entirely up to you.
Yeah.
It's best if you can get objective help.
Yeah, I agree.
And
when you say get help, so if you have a passion and if you're burnt out, go and get the help you need to see what the real issues are, what the real problems are, and make sure you're focusing on the right problems rather than looking at what I find with a lot of the baby boomer business owners that I work with. They think the staff or the business or whatever that's dragging them down. In actual fact, it's something totally different. So often you can keep yourself busy at work thinking the problem's going to iron itself out, but if the relationship at home's not going well, it's still not going to go well because you're not looking at the right issue.
Well, that's right. Sometimes we don't want to go and get help because we say, look, I've been running this business for 20, 30, 40 years, and why would I need help? It's still bringing in the money.
Yeah, but at what cost?
I was going to say, I'm knackered, but the business is all right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Come across a lot of men like that. Yeah, I've done it all myself, going to work it out myself. In the meantime, relationships are destroyed and their health, going down the gurgler and, because they haven't put their hand up and looked to get some help.
Well, that's right.
Mm.
Another area, and this is an attitude, is don't stop learning.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm fortunate that I've had some great ideas from my clients.
Mm.
And they'll say, have you thought about this, Gerald? And I've gone, no.
Yes.
But it's not just don't stop learning. The next thing is you have to apply it.
Yeah, so keep learning and taking action, yeah?
That's right.
Yeah.
So
you said have a passion. Top five tips, have a passion. Two, keep learning and taking action. Three, get the help you need because you don't know it all yourself.
Yes. Another one, which we've already emphasised, is show up.
You show up, yeah. Persist, yeah.
I think it was it Woody Allen or someone like that said 90% of success is showing up.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it amazes me that people say on a club, association or whatever on the web, they don't have a photograph of themselves.
Mm.
They'll have a photograph of sometimes something which isn't relevant or just a blank.
Yes, I know that. I've noticed a few of those.
And I'm thinking, and it doesn't have to be a professionally shot photograph, just a photograph of you.
Yeah.
And it's like going to a party or network and standing in the corner with a paper bag over your head.
You'd get a lot of attention there, wouldn't you?
You would, but no one would go near you. Because you're invisible.
Yeah, exactly. What's the point?
Exactly.
Don't be in business if you want to be invisible.
Well, that's right.
And what's your fifth tip?
The fifth tip I would suggest is keep going.
Yeah.
You've got to have that persistence.
Yeah.
And with that persistence is a belief. Now, we're all going to be subject to self-doubt. I mean, I'm no different. I've sat down and said, is it worth doing this? You know. But you've just got to say, well, what's the alternative? If you don't do it, it comes back to action. So it's constantly being persistent and developing those good habits, not the bad habits. And that's what I mean by persistence in good habits.
Keep developing your good habits, yeah.
That's right. One of the things I do from time to time, and I suggest others do, is I'll take a weekly calendar, and for that week, I'll have a master plan of what I should be doing each week, and then every so often I will sit down and record every 15 minutes what I did during that week, and sometimes it's been a shock.
I love that, Gerald. That's exactly what I do with my clients. When we talk about managing their time, it's when you write things down like that, when you write down where you spend your time, you can easily see where you are being productive and the amount of hours you waste. It's just amazing, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. And if one is managing people, often what happens as a business owner and you have people working for you is you take on their problems. And that saps your time.
Absolutely.
And so from there, one of the things that you can sow in your mind is, okay, that's the problem. What's the solution? And so you ask your employees that. If they come to you with a problem, you say, that's the problem. What's the solution?
Love that.
And it makes them think.
Yeah, absolutely.
And does it work? Yes. Because when I was National Sales and Marketing Manager of Ericsson Communications, I used to apply that principle.
Yeah.
And it's amazing how few, how few problems were really my responsibility.
Yeah.
It was people coming to me and saying, I've got this problem. Okay, come to me with at least three solutions, we can talk about it.
Yeah, and that area on its own, Gerald. You know, people want to increase their sales, make more money, but you also got one area people don't look at is running the business effectively, and their leadership skills. That's where a lot of money is actually sucked out of the business because they're wasting so much time on non-productive activities because their leadership skills are very poor, they're not delegating effectively, and they don't have the right people in the right places, just a whole range of things which are endemic because of the poor leadership at the top, and this is particularly prevalent with those business owners who built it up themselves, haven't had help, you know, and again, they've become successful to a point where they've, you know, the chances are they've destroyed so much else around them because they've done their own thing, which is all fine because obviously they've got some wherewithal to do that, which we recognise. However, they haven't fine-tuned their skills because as your business grows, you need more and more skill sets to manage it effectively, manage the people, manage the systems, do the sales, just to run the business more effectively. You can't just start off with how you were 20 years ago because it ain't going to work effectively. It could work, but it may be at a huge cost personally.
Well, it's a huge cost, and especially these days, Lorraine, with technology and disruptive marketing, that, when I first went into business, for some 30-odd years, it was pretty much the same.
Mm.
Technology comes along, and it's just a massive learning curve. From the birth of Jesus Christ to Queen Victoria, our mode of transport was the same, the horse and cart. Think what's happened over the since Queen Victoria's time through to now.
Massive, yeah.
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 Now I was listening on the radio, they're looking about hyper transport, where you'll go from London to Melbourne to London in 2 hours.
Wow. We're all for that one. Yeah, that's just amazing. The world's become like the Jetsons, hasn't it? Remember
exactly.
The Jetsons? Love the Jetsons. Gerald, it's been great having you on the call. 70 years young, lots of experience, knowledge and wisdom here. What do you think of, what are your takeaways for living a long and healthy life?
Number one is compassion.
Mm-hmm.
Treat yourself well.
Yes.
So be compassionate to yourself. Number two, have those, live by your values. And if one of your values is honesty, then be upfront with that. Exercise. Exercise isn't just physical. It also affects your mental capacity. I mean, I have a personal trainer, and some days I don't want to go and see him. But I turn up, and after that, my body's refreshed, and and my mind's more active.
Agree. And it keeps depression at bay
if you've been feeling
down. Yeah.
And if you want to talk about depression, I've had depression, and it's not pleasant. But the exercise does keep that at bay. The main thing is, I suppose, be hopeful. Be hopeful.
Hopeful?
Hopeful.
Hopeful?
Hopeful.
So be positive?
In other words,
yeah.
Things aren't as bad as you think they are.
It's about your attitude, isn't it?
Well, that's right. Everything when it's explained is simple, but it's just not easy.
Yeah, you got to actually do some work.
Well, yes, and the only time, what is it, that work comes after success is in the dictionary. So it should, have that passion, apply yourself, focus, exercise, and exercise the mind as well by being curious.
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah.
It's
interesting. So basically what you've said is, I agree with this. Number one, so compassion, treat yourself well. You've only got you are you, and if you don't treat your mind, body and spirit and nurture it, how can you nurture and treat anything else well in life? How are you going to be in the right frame of mind? How are you going to have that strong foundation, that strong constitution to carry yourself in life and to manage life well if you don't take care of yourself first? I would agree with that. What you said, live by your values. So what are your top... people listening to this, what are your top 3 to 5 values? Is it family, health, wealth, it could be, or is it whatever it is for you? So I know for myself, my health and fitness is my number one priority, then it's my fitness, and number three, honesty as well is very important to me. So I live those values, that's who I am, and the minute I'm not enjoying life or things aren't going the way I would like them to be, I check in with myself. Am I doing what fits in with my values? And you'll find many people are not. They're doing things that are outside their values, if they even know what they are. So just make sure that what you're doing is in line with your values. So if you do value, say, health and your fitness, and a lot of people say that, but they don't, because they don't, their words and their actions are totally different to what they say. So then it can't be a high value for you. So make sure you're living within your values. And if you don't know what they are, your top 3 to 5, you really need to do an exercise around that, because they're the rules by which you live by. Something else that you said there, exercise, definitely. It's so important to keep you feeling good about yourself and looking good and keeping your brain alive. And there's a whole lot of other attributes from exercise. And being hopeful, what you just said about having the attitude, having the right sort of attitude towards life is important. And focus, having focus on what you want to achieve, where you want to go. It's when you don't have focus, you can get yourself very lost and lacking direction, and then you get stuck in a rut. By having a focus and a purpose, you know, you can really get out of bed in the morning and with a spark and a, you know, twinkle in the eye and move forward. And that radiates out into the universe, and people like that. They like being around people with some spark and energy, and let's hope that's you. But this is from Gerald Richards here, who's on our call today, 70 years young, and he's certainly alive and kicking and got many more years ahead of him. So Gerald, thank you for being on today's call. If people want to get in contact with you, what's your you've got a website and an email address? What's the best way to do it?
The email address is profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, at 3x5x7.com. They can also give me a call.
Yep.
Mobile, 0418-101-202.
Oh, that's fantastic, Gerald. Thank you so much for being on today's call. There's a lot of great takeaways that many of our listeners would get huge benefit from when they actually apply them. So this is Lorraine Pirie here from Relaunch Your Life and the Baby Boomer Business Support Group. And thank you all for listening to this call. Thank you, Gerald.
Thank you so much, Lorraine.